come out of executive, please? So moved by Councilwoman Foreman. I need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Second Chair Yates. Call for the question, please. You did say second.
Sure.
Oh, no, sure.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
At least it looked like I should today.
Councilwoman Harland?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redeagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Lawler?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Yes, we have items come out of executive. I've been asked to counsel what is my marching orders on the items of executive. I'd just like to go through them real quick, the review of the contract. I'm going to have Lacey send you the Frederick's resume for his expert to the council today. And we'll have to dig that up. It's in one of our former emails. Wetzler, I believe that's the name, but don't hold me to that. That goes out today. What was the third thing I needed? I'm going to also write a letter. I would like to wait for one issue because of what superintendent said. I've got to have a letter requesting superintendent to talk to Mr. Pipeskin and get the information that we requested. Help me clarify that.
Okay, before we do that one, are we okay that let's authorize your signature to execute the contract for Paxton Hall?
Second.
Second.
Call for the question.
A motion on the floor by Councilwoman Gray, seconded by Second Chair Yates to complete the contract with Pipeskin Law. And I call for the question, please, that the chairman is allowed to go ahead and sign on the review.
Councilwoman Harland?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redeagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
No.
Chairman Lawler?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
No.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, also I've been asked to do one more letter. And we have the one, of course, the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Is there any other effort that I needed to get done today?
Yes.
Please bring it up.
I make the motion to work with Tammy Leeper to set a new date for the destruction of the ballots.
I second.
Yes, I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Gray, seconded by Councilwoman Foreman, to get with Tammy Leeper that Lacey and I've already discussed to find out the completion of the contracts already for the destroying the ballot.
Set a new date.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we reflect what date they can have that possibly done. Call for the question. Ma'am?
Foreman.
Councilwoman Foreman.
Sorry.
I show Councilwoman Gray seconded.
No. I mean the motion. She seconded.
Motion.
Councilman Redcorn?
No.
Councilman Redeagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Lawler?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harland?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Is there any other reflections that we have at this time to cover the DMD consultant? I'm going to ask and call Mr. Mathis and have him send Lacey an email and seeing his scheduled date to have him kind of talk to us. DMD has a couple projects in which they would like to look at. Geologist Mr. Lynn, project specialist, has just announced some of the new DOE applicants that actually the new law is going to allow us to buy infrastructure or commodities as leases. So with that, we'll go into there. Lacey, is there anything we need for housekeeping? so we can actually end the year and go on, and everybody enjoy Christmas. Councilman.
Make a motion that we send a formal letter to Dr. Harrell, asking for her presence at the next OMC meeting to discuss all the concerns about the archaeological permits that she has to do with that.
Could I ask, yes, that we have a, I need a second.
Second.
I have a second by Councilwoman Harlan. I would like a letter go out to Dr. Hunter, the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer, to request her to come to our council meeting, possibly on the 4th or 16th, and discuss the deliverables on the 106 requirement, which she encompasses on our permitting. Yes, Councilman.
Call for the question.
I have a call for the question. Please. At your leisure. You have to be right.
Just a second.
Pardon?
Councilwoman Harlan.
Councilman Reddickel.
Yes.
Councilman Rebar.
Yes.
Chairman Waller.
Yes.
Secretary Yates.
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman.
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray.
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan.
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Yes, and I think under consideration, it'll be good, since we talked to our trustee today and executive, and there's some efforts that don't match up on the information we were sent already, so that will help clarify it. Thank you, Council. Councilwoman Gray.
I make a motion that you direct the shareholders' letter to the superintendent for action response.
Concerning?
The letter, the restricted land.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion on the floor by Councilwoman Gray, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. We ask that I go ahead and initiate the letter to the superintendent on the concern of our constituent over some trust property. Do I need to name who it is? Thank you. Call for the question.
Councilman Rebar.
Yes.
Chairman Waller.
Yes.
Secretary Yates.
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman.
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray.
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan.
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn.
Yes.
Councilman Reddickel.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Councilman Redcorn, were you the second on that?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm just making sure my notes are right. Anything else? Councilwoman Gray.
We also, I might need help with this one. I know that we discussed the working on those, a letter to all three branches, to Congress and to the chief's office, to send them some dates over for a meeting in the next few months.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. She's helping me with this. Authorize the chair to send a letter to chief's office and Congress on proposed dates for a meeting. I'll second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Gray, seconded by Councilwoman Harlan, Councilman Redcorn.
Call for the question.
Call for the question, please.
Chairman Waller.
Yes.
Secretary Yates.
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman.
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray.
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan.
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn.
Yes.
Councilman Reddickel.
Yes.
Councilman Rebar.
Yes.
Motion passes.
And to our constituents, we were asked by Executive Office Steve Standing Bear, is that not only that, but I have also been contacted through our attorneys that Speaker Walker is very, very well receptive to this, and we'll try to set the date as soon as possible. Thank you. Council, do you have any other agenda items that I need to plug in now? Hearing none, I'd like to go ahead and close out under old business. Scout Energy request for a PAVE appeal waiver. The superintendent had discussed some of this, but also this will, even though we are doing it. It will give the immediate response from the Bureau once the 30 days are done. I need that in the form of a motion. I will make the motion.
Can you repeat it?
No.
What are you asking us to do?
On Scout Energy, we're going to have a resolution from the council that we allow them to waive the 30-day appeal waiver on the saltwater disposal efforts on, I think it's two leases.
I second.
Second. Any other discussion? Thank you, council.
I have a discussion.
Yes.
In the future, I'd appreciate the companies that are requesting these waivers to appear to answer questions. I have a few questions. You know, I realize what some of the work over, and just for some of you that didn't catch what the superintendent said, she said, once 30 days is over, which it is now, because it's dated.
Thank you, sir.
I think 11/15 on all these, and now it's been 30 days, and she can expedite it after that. But still, I would like the companies to come in, and whoever set this up, and I'm sure it's our...
Yep.
Whoever, but the companies need to come in for any questions. I noticed that they're shooting a lot of perforations all up and down this pipe and coal, and they even put it in there that they're co-mingling all the formations. I don't like that. That's bad practice for
migration, everything.
Right, yeah, barium, whatever.
That's your expertise, sir.
But in the future, I would like the companies to come in and present their case.
In this specific item, they were requested that when we were in my executive assistant's office, and it wasn't, I guess they didn't hear me correctly, because I told actually one of our employees and Scout Energy to send Lacey an email requesting that, and that's what they're saying didn't make it on the last one. That doesn't fall upon us. Second Chair is correct. This is their job to come in and review it, and especially in these cases. Councilman Red Eagle, then I'll close out, Councilman.
Thank you, Chairman. I called Deputy Superintendent Richard Whitlock on this when I heard about it, and I asked him, I said, what's the holdup, you know? And he said, this is how detailed they can get. This is, he can verify this if you don't believe it.
Probably.
And I said, what's the holdup? And he said, they didn't have the company, the name of their company was, it wasn't, the name of their company wasn't right. It wasn't correct.
That's it.
He said something like LLC, and it's not supposed to be an LLC, it's supposed to be some sort of Scout Energy company. And he said, because the labeling wasn't right, correct. They shoved it to the side and they delayed it even longer. That's how we need communication with these companies. When these guys come in, like Councilman Andrew said, when these guys come in, we need to tell them that they need to get things right when they do things with the BIA. Because if they don't, they reject it and it causes more time to be spent.
So
without getting them right.
That's
all I have to say. Thank you.
490 to 500.
That's where that gas comes out. I would not be facing that there. Thank you, sir. Councilman Redcorn.
I appreciate the chairman's efforts. I understand you have general feelings of this, but you brought before the council. We're the ultimate authority.
That's correct.
We tell what the chairman does, and we tell what this, and we set the process for the entire member council. That's all there is. So thank you for the work. I ask for the call for the question.
Call for the question, please.
Secretary Yates?
No.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
No.
Councilwoman Harlan?
No.
Councilman Redcorn?
No.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
No.
Motion passed.
And we will, actually, it's already passed its drop dead on the 15th of December. And if they do have any other requests or need our help, they will be here and talk to us. I appreciate that, Councilman Redcorn. Is there any other issues that I would need to take care of?
Minutes.
That motion was for all three of those, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Just making sure.
And I didn't... Councilman Redcorn brought, Red Eagle brought up the specifics on it. They didn't match what's on the division order. And I know it's just oversight in accounting or whoever. But I'm glad that the Bureau caught that, because that's why I was questioning the assignment area. Later on, after we get into your numbers, Councilwoman Foreman, we're going to demand that on the assignments. And this profitability of these guys selling our product, then I think we might all have a stipulation in there later. And I can even tell you on some of the concessions of what I watched in some former councils, that's what we should have caught. So with that, thank you. With that, I'd like to close out with only one comment. We are coming down. Yes, Councilman Reddy.
We need to approve the minutes, just a point.
Yes.
Motion.
I make a motion that we approve 11:14 minutes.
I second.
Okay.
Discussion?
Yes. Do you see that online?
No. Discussion.
Quit.
Discussion on 11:14 minutes. Didn't we approve these last time?
I didn't know if we
because
did 14.
Because we discussed the Rebar connection with the BBR and.
Yeah.
So what do you say?
That was my bad. I accidentally didn't delete them off the book.
Okay, so which ones do you need?
The police cell.
11:20, has it already been taken care of?
I think so.
I haven't. But well, yeah, I think so.
Where's being?
It's just the lease cell.
Just the lease cell?
Just 12:12, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Call for the question.
Wait, amend the motion. I'll amend the motion to approve 12:12:18 lease sale meeting.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and catch up with you guys, okay? Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Oh, don't go there. I'd rather. Call for the question.
Councilwoman Foreman?
No.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redillo?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary
Gaines?
Yes.
Before we go out of session, before we go out, Lacey, I need you to give us a letter out inviting DMD, Curtis Mathis, to invite him down at his leisure on our next date to come and visit with the council. He's aware and requested that when we were at the oil and gas summit, but I want to make it official from the chairman that the council would like to invite him.
Sure.
Yes.
Can I make a comment?
Yes.
I really like that, like you said, the work we're doing is really fast paced and we're getting some things done. And, you know, in order for us to be really prepared so I don't have to ask all these questions, and then, you know, we'll say, well, we'll call for the question, you know, but in discussion is our fact finding.
Yes, sir.
Is it possible, or I'd just like to make a recommendation to my colleagues here, is that at least 3 to 4 days before we have a meeting, if you have a resolution with the backup with it and why you're putting this resolution in, that we have it so when, because usually the night before I open up board book it, I read through our minutes and stuff, and or it gives a notification that we have it. That way we can be better prepared. I think it's more of a procedural thing for us, but I would just like to make that recommendation that we have, like for instance, your resolutions that you have today, that they were already in a resolution form. I think it would make our staff would be happy about that. That way they would have them. So I'd like to make that recommendation that we have our resolutions in at least 3 working days before we,
no,
or as soon as you can get it in, really.
We tried that in the past. It wasn't followed completely, but it did help.
Well, I think if we make
with it, our executive system.
Right.
If
does it help you, Lindsay?
Well, it's difficult whenever, like, I'm instructed to write a resolution that I know nothing about and I haven't heard a discussion. And
well, but
like,
you're really
I
talented.
I just pulling stuff out of my head.
That's why we're paying you the big bucks. Yes, dear. So, we're going to try to make that better in form of a motion. And who seconded it?
I make that in the form of a motion.
I'll second it.
I'm sorry.
And we had that in the discussion, we did have that in the past where it was in a form that you could just fill out your resolution in a short discussion. And of course, it gets amended as you go forward, but at least everyone has an idea of where you're going with and what you're discussing.
And it's only the therefore that's a specific.
And I think now that we got the board booked, it could be uploaded, that way it's nice.
Yes. Excuse me, gentlemen. Mr. Recorder.
Okay, what exactly do you mean? Do we want this 3 or 4 days ahead of time or what?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what I mean, yeah. See, like if you have something, for instance, a newsletter, because that's been the thing you've been holding to, that in the form of a resolution that we will, by whatever the resolution will say about the newsletter, we'll have one done for January. And it's just a written out resolution and you give it to her and she uploads it, that way we can see, oh, this is what he's going to talk about, that we have it. It just makes it easier for, and it saves time here in discussion.
Yes, Councilman Red.
Thank you, Chair. You know, if we do that, I agree with Mr. Yates, we used to do that. Just something to think about. I was consulting for a while in other tribes, and their resolutions had signatures of every council. They didn't bless it to give to a chairman and mess with it later. So with that, you're clear on what you're voting for, and you got to sign and you circle yes or no. Just, I'm not saying let's change it, but I've seen tribes do that as a consultant. And it seems to clear up all the ambiguity that we seem to have when we're trying. Makes Lacey's job a lot easier. She already knows. She don't have to mess with it. It's already typed out. I like the idea of Mr. Green bringing that. Just a little bit extra info.
Let me ask before I go to Councilwoman Foreman. Lacey, we need a boilerplate resolution that you are allowed to plug in. The therefore is the actual meat of the resolution. If you can create that on this board booklet, that we plug that in as a council to better assist you. And then if it's not criteria that you need, that you basically bring it right back to us. That will be what you and Amy will help us with. With that, I've got to go to Councilwoman Foreman and then back to you, gentlemen.
I love both ideas. I think it's a good idea for us to prepare ahead of time and inform all the councilmen with as well as we can to make the attempt. But in this particular case, just as an example, last week we had Tuesday was consultation, the next 2 days were summit, and the very next day was Friday, was my husband's surgery. So, and a lot of what I presented today, I didn't have time.
Oh, if I jump up, my wife had brain aneurysm. Let's not go there. I appreciate it. I appreciate that.
So I do like the idea of trying to, but requiring it is, to me, because of this situation, is not realistic. But I will definitely attempt to make everybody aware.
If this boilerplate's available, you will at least make the attempt.
Yeah.
Councilman Redcorn first.
We can't say anything to Ms. Foreman. She followed the rules as is. So, good job. If we change it, then I'm sure you'll follow. So I don't see anything that's done wrong.
No.
We're doing it the way we're always doing. But I do like the idea. It clears up what we're voting
on. And a chance to review. Councilman Revar does not have an option here. I'd like to call him.
Well, I like the idea as well. But I would like to have a little wiggle room in that. If something would come up at the last minute, I'd like to be able to still bring up a resolution. So it's one thing to if we can, strive to do this, but as far as requiring it in blocking out any possibility of us doing a resolution, that may have come up the day before the meeting, for instance. It'd be nice to be able to act on it without breaking any of our resolutions. So I like the idea of trying to do this and everybody agreeing that we, you know, to try to make a really good effort to do this, but to require it, I really would have an issue with that. I think that would strap our hands from doing business. Because some things do come up at the last minute.
I will take care of that because this agenda says subject to change.
Yeah, can I amend my
yes,
motion?
Yes, please.
Okay. Amend the motion that, like, whether it's committee work or we have resolutions, that we make every effort possible And that way you can see it, and then when it gets to the floor, if we want to make amendments to that resolution, then we'll be able to do that. But all I'm saying is that it would be nice to have something to look at and open for discussion, but it's not set in stone. It's just to make an effort to make us, it's just more professional for us to do that.
And also recommended by committee should have that boilerplate ready anyway.
Right.
Because stick with the therefore.
So
we can cut all that down to minimum. Councilwoman?
I think I'm done. I just want to amend my.
I'm not turning around. Councilman Reddy.
Yeah, you know, a lot of this is done. When we do meet with committees, a lot of that can be done out of committee. You know, and just like you were saying, if we were coming out of committee, we put it on the book, board book it, and everybody knows about it, then that gives you a heads up, right?
Yes.
But just like Andrew said, it's been then Charlie said the same thing. It's been done in the past. We're gonna have to make sure we do this. We've got to follow up on it. In other words, in a year from now, if we're not doing it,
second chair,
it's all gone.
Who made the second on that?
Nobody did. I know.
I'll second.
Okay.
As amended.
As amended, we have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Gray, seconded by Second Chair Yates, on the consideration of a resolution in preparation before the council meeting. You said 3 days?
Well, I don't want to put a date to it. Then I'll just say that before the council meeting.
That's it.
Okay.
Just that we have it prepared before the council meeting.
You got a chance to read it.
Council.
All it was, make an effort.
Second Chair, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Then I take that out.
Yeah.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Barlow?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, I don't want to do adjournment. Wait. Councilwoman Holly.
I'm making a motion to adjourn.
No. I had to keep you controlled for 5 seconds. Okay, we have a second. No discussion. Call for the question.
We were going to wish the shareholders.
We are. We still are. But now they're on their own. They're free.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was going to hold you in a meeting so we could dictate. Call for the question. Motion to adjourn.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Yes.
Don,
if you'll sit up right here, we're going to sit right here and we're going to do it very quickly. Just get you a sound bite in.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray? Yes.
Motion passes.
Bless you. Good one. Did you get it on our paper? Wait. The last one of 18. Thank you all.
Oh my gosh.
Do you folks mind if we all sit?